Hoki mai e te iwi ki te hōtaka. O taumatahanga, nā kua hau tēnei ko Daphne Pupata, tō koutou kaipapa, aho hoi no rā i tātou mā. Me tā huri aki tātou ki te reo tuarua, kia kōrero ki tō tātou manuhiri i tēnei rā. So we have Te O Meka Perkins on the line from House of Shem. Me tā huri aki tātou ki te waia kōrero ki te whakatau i aia. Tēnā koe, Te O Meka, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
I just want to start the kōrero by giving my aroha for Papa Carl. He had a lot of time for us in the years gone, especially when I used to work here. So I just want to send some big mihi aroha to your whānau for the loss of your guys' tōtara, of your guys' whānau. Hoi nō rā. Got a message. Hoi nō rā, ehua. We wanted to have a chat to you today about the release of your guys' new single, Number One. Can you give us a bit of kōrero about the song and,
Yeah, the song's a love song, and we're happy to, have released it. We've got quite a few tracks there that we're hoping to put out real soon that all finish. So, we love writing love songs, and, it's special to us because Dad's playing and singing on those songs with us as well. So, that's what makes it that extra special for putting them out, and we're just happy to get it out before summer and...
It's been almost 13 years since House of Shem has started to bless our the airways. Can you give us a little bit of kōrero about what yous have got up to in the past and what other kaupapa yous are interested in doing coming into our festival season?
Yeah, we've been building strong and... under the guidance of Dad, we were able to build a strong foundation for us, especially with, growing up around music and just having music as part of our life. So now it's into the, we're heading more over to looking at the overseas market and looking at touring more now. So so we're in the middle of finishing the Australian tour. We just announced the New Zealand tour today too, so... Yeah, so we just, want to get back out on the road and keep spreading that good wairua that, and keeping this wairua flowing through the motu. So, that's our main goal now.
Can you give us a little bit of kōrero about your guys' tour in Aotearoa, nei? Can you give us a little bit of details about that?
Yeah, we were able to put a few shows together during this busy time of the year, of course, and there's quite a few shows there that are not on there, but we were happy to get what we could. I think the furthest one up north is Ruakaka, so we're not coming too far up this time, only just the way the schedule is and because it's so busy time of the year. So. But definitely we'll be, we've got some big festivals coming up there next year. Can't really say what they are, but looking forward to those once those are announced.
Yeah, and so, there definitely is a great House of Shem following up here in the far north, will be a lot of whānau going dancing, from up here.
Definitely, and I think maybe it's just the people organising the tour don't realise how big the
following
is up north. Yeah, and we love being up there too because it's our, Papa Kainga too,
Obviously, the Perkins whānau have started a great legacy, obviously, from Papa Carl all the way from the Herbs through House of Shem. And now you have your tamaiti Shem coming through. How is that going? And how do you, I don't want to say breed, but how are you teaching your guys tamariki to come through as our next reanga of reggae artists?
Yeah, I think they're just picking it up. My nana's always, kids are just picking it up. They're just... Naturally, you can tell they're gonna do it, and that's what I think. We don't even push it on them, really. They're just picking it up and feeling it too. So I think they're just, they're just naturally gonna mold into whatever they're doing. Because same thing as I can not see my kids for a while because we're on the road and touring, and then I go to see them and it's getting better and better.
So. Aye. We definitely love seeing the updates of, you know, playing the guitar, playing the drums. And there's not that many, you know, young kids that are that musically talented at that age. Are you proud? I would
be. Yeah, definitely. You know, thank the Lord for the, you know, for the gift that they got. And I think I just tell them to, you know, I just encourage all the other ones. I know that, you know, there'd be heaps out there they want to do it, but they just haven't got that opportunity, you know. And I think if they, you know, if you see that the community is showing interest in something, you know, so just find something around those, something that the kids can learn on. And I think that's what, what they've had the good opportunity of being around us. You know, being around us and being around all the equipment like we were when we were kids. So it's just that we saw it there and we were able to, boom, go to it. You know.
And then just a lot of, pick it
a lot
up.
Of people don't have that opportunity, But I'm definitely proud of that, proud of them and how they're advancing in it.
It makes me think of this whakatauke that I know, and it's poipoia te kākano kia pua wai, and if we nurture our seeds, they will blossom. Hoi nō rā, Ewa, I just want to give you a big mihi for coming on our show today to have a kōrero about this kaupapa. Do you have any final words for our listeners here in the far north before you head off to do your mahi?
Yeah, just want to say thank you to everybody for supporting us and, you know, and getting out and requesting the song on the radio, picking it out on Spotify and iTunes and all that, and just letting you know that it will be coming up to tour real soon. And sorry we didn't get to put it on the tour, but definitely be coming back. And keep positive and
Kia ora mai tātai katoa ko te reo tērā o te Omeka Perkins. E hāngai ana ki te ao o House of Shem. Hoi nōra i tātou mā. Hei kina ki tēnei wāhanga kōrero e haere ake nei ko tō rātou Waiata number one. Anō reira koua koutou e huri ki teihana ke mautonu mai koutou katoa ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika.